Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, here with producer Mike Harris, and we're coming to you from Sports Authority Studios at Winter Park, and we're coming to you with an awesome special guest today. It's LaDainian Tomlinson, and we have him on the phone. Hey, LaDainian, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Nice to be on.
Yeah, we're glad you're here, man. We love the Wobcast, and the Wobcast is even cooler when we have cool guests like you on, so this is a big deal for us.
Good. I'm happy to be on.
All right. So, you're a San Diego Charger for 9 seasons, 2001 to 2009. You're almost a Viking in 2010. We'll get to that later, but you were a New York Jet for 2 seasons. You were a 6-time All-Pro, a 5-time Pro Bowler, 2-time rushing champion. All those great things. You're a future Hall of Famer, but what are you right now? Are you a family man? Are you a businessman? Are you doing TV? What's keeping you busy?
Yeah, I'm a little bit of everything. You know, obviously, family man with a wife and 2 young kids. You know, I'm actually working for NFL Network, and so I'm actually, my title will be, I guess, I'm an NFL analyst now, and so just doing that. Being able to stay around the game and watch the game, and you know, it's really been a great transition from retiring to where I am now. I'm really enjoying what I'm doing now.
That's good. Was it hard for you to retire after playing football for as long as you did and being as good as you were? Was it a hard decision to make? I mean, I know you know this, but we had a quarterback here a few years ago who had a tough time deciding when it was the right time to retire. We're glad he came back, but he had a tough time with it. I'm sure a lot of players do. Was it a hard decision for you?
You know, it can be tough if you're not exactly sure what you want to do. But for me, you know, it wasn't that tough. I mean, I spent all offseason thinking about it, and I pretty much knew you know, at the end of the season that it was a really good chance that I would retire. And so I didn't want to make a rash decision right away after the season because, you know, it's fresh out of the season and, you know, you get emotional of how the season went and disappointments and whatnot. So I wanted to give myself time to make sure I really wanted to retire. And, you know, really my decision never changed. I never felt like, I want to go back and play. I just felt like it was time for me personally to move on because I had other things going on. And quite frankly, I said, you know, before I started playing football, before I made it to the NFL, that I only wanted to play around 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I played 11. So, you know, I'm happy with the time I spent in the NFL. And, you know, I just enjoy now watching guys like Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about him in a little bit. Now, you said 11 seasons, you got to 13,600 yards and a little bit over that. 5th leading rusher of all time, LaDainian. I mean, when you talk about great running backs in NFL history, you go Jim Brown and Walter Payton. And, I mean, we all know the list, but you're on that list. You're on that list with the Jim Browns and the Walter Paytons of the world. Is that, I mean, do you ever sit back and just think about that and revel in that and just wonder how the heck it happened?
You know what? When I played, I never did. Mm-hmm. You know, and I guess it was one of those things where you live in a moment and you just play the game. And, you know, it's like you say, you know, I'm going to play the game. Whenever I'm done, then I'll see where I stacked up against everyone else. And so now that I'm retired, I start to kind of reflect a little bit more on what I've done. And, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know, you know, where I just know it's a great feeling to be mentioned with Jim Brown, Walter Payton. The only thing I ever wanted to do was to be the very best that I can be at everything. You know, I really took pride in not having a weakness. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't want to be, you know, a guy that they say, well, you know, he can't catch the ball. You know, he's not really tough between the tackles. He's a speed guy. Whatever it was, I wanted to be able to do everything. And I took pride in that.
Yeah, certainly. No weakness. And did you feel like there are various stages in your career where you got better at certain parts of your game? And kind of where I'm going with this, and we'll talk more about Adrian in a little bit, but he's really developed on the pass receiving and really the passing game side of his ability. He's gotten a lot better at blitz pickup, and he's on pace for a career high in receptions. So for him, it's kind of been a work in progress. For you, have you been a good all-around back at every level, or was it something that you had to develop as a pro?
Well, I think you know, for me, I had to develop into learning how to run routes. I can always, you know, catch the ball really well. I had great hands, but I didn't know the different nuances of running routes and you know, how to beat people on different routes and whatnot. That was something I had to develop into. I had to learn from different guys and studying guys like, you know, Marshall Faulk. And, you know, I had a guy that when I first got into the league that was my backfield mate, and Terrell Fletcher. Mm-hmm. And so guys like that helped me develop into, you know, being the all-around guy that I eventually became. And that's the same way I see going with Adrian. You know, he had to develop into that role, you know, and now he's doing a better job of catching the ball at the backfield and even running routes now. He's done a tremendous job of doing that as well.
You're the last running back to win the MVP award. It's basically, I had Deion Sanders, I heard, had a funny line the other day on TV. He's like, it's the MVQB award, it almost feels like, you know? So you're the last guy to win it. It was 2006. You had 1,800 rushing yards. I think you had 28 rushing touchdowns, 3 receiving touchdowns, setting all sorts of records that season, and you beat out Peyton Manning for the award. We want Adrian to be the MVP this year, and if he gets it, he will also have beaten out Peyton Manning for the award. I think those two are kind of the front runners right now. Do you think in today's NFL, and you're an analyst on NFL Network, so I think you have a good perspective on this, and it wasn't that long ago when you were playing. So do you think in today's NFL, with how important the passing game has become and how many good quarterbacks we have, do you think a running back can win the MVP award in today's NFL?
I do believe a running back can still win the MVP award in today's game, but I think in order to win it, you have to do something really special. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, you have to stand out more than anybody else in the league, either breaking the record or, you know, just carrying a team by yourself to the playoffs or something like that, which Adrian Peterson is doing right now. You know, he's carrying his team pretty much by himself. No disrespect to, I mean, obviously the players on that team, but we know Adrian Peterson is the cowbell to that team. And not only that, he's in great position to break one of the hardest records, to break the single season rushing record.
Right.
So if he does that, absolutely a running back should win the award, because that's what you have to do from the running back position to win it these days.
Yeah, I think you make a great point. I mean, and that's what you did when you won it back in 06 with the touchdown records. And if Adrian can get to that 2,000-yard mark, it'd be, you know, he'd be the only 6 guys have done it. So it's obviously a hard mark to get to. And he's got his sights set on Eric Dickerson, the all-time record. So if he can push those two marks, maybe he can do it. It would be awesome. It's just, it's interesting that you were the last guy to do it, and you beat out Peyton Manning. If Adrian can do it, he would also beat out Peyton Manning. And that, you know what? That's a tribute to you two guys for being running backs and being in that position, but also to Peyton Manning for that sustained success. And that's another nice comeback story in the NFL, is Peyton Manning.
Oh, no question about it. And, you know, the thing that I guess I've been most surprised with is his ability to miss a full season and come back like he was played the whole time, like he never got injured.
Right.
And, you know, we've never seen anyone come back from that type of neck injury. And we all had questions, you know, would he be able to come back? You know, and a lot of people said, I don't think he's going to make it back. Maybe he make it through a half the season, but eventually, you know, who knows what's going to happen. The wrong hit may take him out. But to do what he is doing is pretty remarkable as well. And so, you know, hats off to Peyton Manning as well for coming back, like, as strong as he ever has been. I mean, really two phenomenal comeback stories. I mean, that's what we're really supposed to be talking about this year. Two phenomenal comeback stories from Adrian Peterson and Peyton Manning.
Yeah, going to all these Vikings games, and I'm sure you've watched some of them, or maybe you've been to a couple. I mean, you see what defenses are doing to try and stop Adrian. Everyone calls it stacking the box. It starts with 7 guys, and then it's gotten to 8. And I mean, you watched that game last week against St. Louis. They got 9 guys in there sometimes. Did that happen to you when you were playing for the Chargers? Were teams doing those kinds of things schematically to try and stop you?
Yes, absolutely, especially when, you know, Phillip Rivers was a young quarterback. Mm-hmm. His first year starting, was actually my best year. It was the MVP year. And, you know, sometimes, to be honest with you, that helps a running back because you know that the team has to rely on you to carry the football. You know you're going to get touches. And so the team is trying to get you in the rhythm to start the game, you know, to get you going right away because they pretty much know with a young quarterback, you can't start off just throwing the football. You know, young quarterbacks don't have a lot of experience, and so they need to be handicapped a little bit with the running game. And when you have a great running back, obviously you're going to get him as many touches as you possibly can. And so, you know, during my time, I faced a whole lot of 8-man boxes, 9-man boxes, a lot of run blitzes. You know, but I'll tell you one thing about that. As a running back, you know that, hey, they have all these people here in the box. It's only one man back there.
Yes.
And once I get past this first wave, then I got a good chance of going the distance, making a long touchdown run. And that's what you're pretty much seeing from Adrian Peterson, a lot of long touchdown runs because everybody's up in there. And once he get past that first wave, they're not catching him.
Yeah, that's a glimpse into the mind of a great running back right there, LaDainian. That's what you're thinking about, hitting the home run. And Adrian's been able to do that. We saw Chris Johnson do that on Monday Night Football with that 94-yarder. And you're right, when teams stack the box like that, that's a possibility for the offense is hitting that long home run. Now, a big part of Adrian's success this season has been running behind a fullback. If you look at when we're in what they call the 22 personnel, two backs and two tight ends, we run the ball really well out of that formation. And when Adrian was a rookie back in 2007, we had Tony Richardson here as the fullback, and he was really a mentor for Adrian on and off the field. Then Tony ended up leaving. He went to the Jets, and it's kind of been a mix of fullbacks here and there. And then Adrian sometimes talks about how he likes to run without a fullback. But this year we have Jerome Felton as the fullback, and Adrian's been running really well behind him. What was your experience? Did you run behind a fullback, and did you like it?
Yeah, you know, I was a guy that, you know, played under Marty Schottenheimer, and he believed in having a fullback. And, you know, you run a lot of power plays and counter plays and what have you, ISOs, inside zone with the fullback. And, you know, I had a great fullback. And my first couple of years, I had Fred McQuarrie, who played a long time in this league.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had Lorenzo Neal, you know, for a number of years. And, you know, I really enjoy having a fullback because, for one, it set the tempo right away, the attitude, the physicalness that we were going to play with. Teams knew we had a fullback and we're coming downhill. And so it was just a certain mindset. But one thing about having a fullback, you have to get on the same page with that fullback. And it takes time sometimes to get to know each other. You know, he may be in your way sometimes going through the hole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has to learn how you run the football, how you like to cut, how you like to, you know, do certain things. So it takes time. But I've really been surprised at how Adrian has picked up with a new fullback and, you know, really has had his best year of his career.
Yeah, and he is having the best year of his career, and Jerome Felton's a big reason for that. I really hope he makes the Pro Bowl, Jerome Felton. I mean, he deserves it. And you watch some of the film on him or some of the highlight clips. He had a block against A.J. Hawk a couple weeks ago, and, you know, he's just wrecking people, a big reason, I think, why Adrian's having some success. You know, LaDainian, another thing, too, a lot of running backs, when they get a whole bunch of carries season after season after season, we've seen them break down after two or three seasons. That did not happen to you. It did not happen to Emmitt Smith, and it has not happened to Adrian Peterson. Why do you think that is? What is it about a running back that allows him to get past that threshold of multiple seasons of 350 or 400-yard carries, but they're able to keep going? Why were you able to do that? Why do you think Adrian is able to do that?
I think the way you're able to, one, take care of your body, you know, the way you exercise, not only during the season, but in the off season, it's very important to prepare your body in the off season for what you're going to go through in season. And that was something that, you know, I learned from Emmitt Smith. I had numerous conversations with Emmitt Smith about how to take care of my body. How can I last in this league getting 300 carries a year? And he told me everything I needed to do from, you know, getting in a cold tub to getting massages every week, twice a week, seeing a chiropractor,
yeah.
you know, doing different things, stretching, exercise. And so those are things that keep you healthy. And you know, Adrian has been able to do the same things, take care of his body. You know, it's not like he's a guy that's, you know, it's, he doesn't care about his body. You know, he knows that the physical pounding he takes, he has to make sure that he's getting in a cold tub, hot tub, and, you know, really getting treatment.
Mm-hmm. When you said you had a couple kids, LaDainian, do you have daughter, son? What do you have?
Yeah, I have one son and one daughter.
All right. So when your son and daughters, they come up to you 15 or 20 years from now and they say, Dad, what was it like watching Adrian Peterson? What kind of player was he? Give us the 30-second scouting report you're going to give them 20 years from now. What was it like? What kind of player was Adrian?
Well, I'm just going to say, you know, he was an artist. And, you know, I describe great runners as artists, you know, because they have their own style. You know, there's no one that you can really compare them to. And, you know, Adrian was an artist, you know, in cliques. And, you know, it was just such a joy to watch. And the thing about it, you know, like when you see a guy that's special, you know it right away.
Yeah.
I mean, you just enjoy watching. It's a thing of beauty. And, you know, it's just it's phenomenal to see. I hope people really appreciate this guy and what he is doing, because this doesn't come around often. You know, you don't see this type of greatness often.
All right, man, you're from Texas. Adrian is from Texas. You got to take a lot of pride in that. I know you Texas football players, you take a lot of pride in being from Texas. You like seeing one of your Texas counterparts doing so well?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, trust me, you know how the NFL is in the locker room. It's really bragging rights about where you're from.
Yeah.
And even beyond that, you know, not even in the locker room, anywhere you go, if you go to an event, you know, the topic of conversation a lot of times, okay, how many players you got that's from the state of Texas,
yeah.
or the state of California, or Florida, or whatever it is. You know, that's what you talk about, and you brag on certain guys that are from Texas. And so, you know, Adrian is one of those guys. He's our guy, you know,
yep.
the Texas guy, and we, you know, we get to claim him and brag on him.
Good. Now, you know, we play in Texas this week. We play the Houston Texans. I mean, maybe you're flying out to California to be on the studio show or something like that, but if you're not, I think you should come to the game, man.
Man, I would love to, but you're right. I will be out of town doing
Dang.
The show this weekend. You know, but trust me, I will be watching.
And I'm not letting you get away. You were here at Winter Park a few weeks ago, and we asked you this, and I'm not letting you get out of here without asking you again, man. You were almost a Viking. I mean, you wore purple at TCU, and we thought you looked good in that. That's why we wanted to bring you here. What the heck happened, man? We could have used you that 2010 year.
Well, I'll tell you what. I still got my 21 Tomlinson's Viking jersey.
Yeah?
I do still have that, and I'm going to keep it. You know, Dan Patrick has been trying to get it from me, but I'm going to hold on to it. But, no, you know, it just came down to really and truly me knowing the Jets' offense. Obviously, I had been with Brian Schottenheimer when I was in San Diego. So, you know, I knew the offense. I knew it wasn't going to take me long to adjust to being in that type of